Afghanistan. I wish we'd spent more time on it.
My second major frustration, everybody on that stage genuinely agrees that Dobbs was rightly decided. What comes next is unknowable. Nobody talked about the fact that the Democratic Party is committed to packing the Supreme Court and destroying the rule of law. How does that not come up in a Republican debate?
Yeah, well, look, elections are about choices, and this is a primary, and I frankly, I welcome the opportunity to talk not only about my vision, my background, my experience, as I think, with all humility, Hugh, I think I am, I'm the most qualified, I'm the most tested, I'm the most proven conservative that's running for president of the United States in the Republican primary. So, look, I'm with you. I mean, I think making the point that the position of the Democratic Party today is to support abortion on demand all the way up to the moment of birth, to use taxpayer funding of abortion at home and abroad. And I've been a voice for calling them out. I think it's part of the equation of how we continue to win hearts and minds for life is by articulating we're the party of the sanctity of life. They're the party of abortion on demand.
Now, Mr. Vice President, you've won 2 one-on-one debates. You demolished Kamala Harris. You beat Tim Kaine like a rug. This is not your best format because you need a little runway to take off because you're a serious man. What do we do about the rule set? Number one, Hugh Hewitt is king of the universe. Nobody gets a right to reply because that's exploited by people who want to be their name ID to go high and get donors. That's number one. But what would Mike Pence do if you were setting the rules?
Well, look, I'm grateful for Fox last night. I think if I was setting the rules, I'd put Hugh Hewitt back at the table, asking questions and driving it. You've been there before. Look, this is the beginning of a process. And for my part, I was just profoundly honored to be on that stage. And I was glad to be able to joust with everyone on that stage and make our case because this is such a serious time. And I wanted people to know the reason I'm running for president is because I think this country's in a lot of trouble. And whatever the format is in the days ahead, we're headed to the Reagan Library in about a month. We're going to step into that breach and we're going to make our case because I really do believe different times call for different leadership, and we're going to work our hearts out to earn the right not only to be a standard bearer for this party, but to defeat Joe Biden and be ready on day one to bring this country back.
Now, Mr. Vice President, I want to press you a bit on this. The live audience interfered with the debate significantly last night. Martha and Brett have a good question set generally, some big gaps that I just mentioned. But the live audience just screws it up. Now, I understand there's a reason every campaign wants donors, but do we need that many people cheering and crowding? I mean, people couldn't hear the candidates.
Well, I'll let people judge that we're watching it on television. For my part, I welcome people in the stadium. I thought that there wasn't a bad seat in the house. I think all of us had our supporters in the crowd, and frankly, there was a lot of universal support for statements that we made, that others made, and I love the interaction. Look, we're ultimately taking our case to the American people, and I hope in the debates, in the days ahead, whatever the format is, that we have Republican voters who are present there, who have the opportunity to react there, and that we have the chance to speak directly to, not just through the television cameras, but in person. It was a great
privilege. Last question, Mr. Vice President. Mike Gallagher on this show, Chairman Gallagher, the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, said these debates should pose the commander-in-chief test. In other words, if 9/11 happens, who do you want in the desk? Who passed that test besides yourself last night? You've been there. You've done that. You know what it is. Who else do you think passed that test last night?
Well, I'd let others be the judge of that, but I'm humbled by the fact that you said that we passed that test.
I'm going to continue talking with Vice President Pence for a couple extra minutes. I'll post it over at the website and at the Highly Concentrated You podcast today. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Harley. Thank you, Generalissimo. I'll be back tomorrow with more on the next Hugh Hewitt Show.
When you absolutely, positively need the truth, this is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
In theaters Friday.
I'm one of the best hitters you're ever going to see.
The true inspirational story about family and faith. Briarcliff Entertainment's The Hill.
They said he will never walk and he ran. How many miracles do you need?
Starring Dennis Quaid.
You can't play baseball. God's going to give you a higher calling.
You seen this? Major League tryouts.
You're going to paralyze him.
It's all stacked against me.
The Hill.
I cannot do this alone.
Rated PG. In theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Dollar Loan Center has done it again. Getting a signature loan up to $5,000 is even faster with instant funding. And if that's not enough, how about a free loan? One-week free interest on all new loans. No fees to apply and complimentary instant funding. Walk out of one of our over 50 locations with cash. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply and get funded online for free at don'tbebroke.com. No checking account or collateral is ever needed at the DLC. We even give you over a year to pay it back. Or you can pay it off early and save big. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Reload means if you pay off your loan in 1 year or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They are off and running. Eight Republican presidential contenders sharing the stage last night in Milwaukee, appearing before a packed house of thousands of spectators.
Abortion was one of the topics in a debate on the Fox News channel. Nikki Haley said she is unapologetically pro-life.
Let's find consensus. Can't we all agree that we should ban late-term abortions? Can't we all agree that we should encourage adoptions?
Senator Tim Scott pushed the idea of a federal abortion ban.
We must solve that issue with a 15-week limit at a minimum.
And former Vice President Pence agreed.
A 15-week ban is an idea whose time has come. It's supported by 70% of the American people, but it's going to take unapologetic leadership.
Other topics included the economy and crime.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston says six of the eight pledged to support former President Trump should he be the party's nominee. Christie and Hutchinson did not pledge their support for Mr. Trump. An alliance of countries aligned against the West is growing. Iran and Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates will be joining the BRICS group of nations.
It is indeed an expansion to the group that has been the main topic that was discussed by BRICS countries who gathered here in Johannesburg from Tuesday. Their belief is that this expansion of the group will ensure that there is much more international trade that takes place and also to lessen the influence of America in international trade and the use of the U.S. dollar.
The BBC's Namsa Maseko. A Moscow court authorizing the continued detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich through the end of November. He's accused of spying, charges that he, his family, his employer, and the U.S. government deny. Wall Street now features down 45 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other...
This is your KMTQ News Flash. Las Vegas, not a popular housing market when it comes to millennials. In fact, Southern Nevada had the second lowest percentage of millennial home buyers in the country last year. Numbers from the Federal Financial Institutions Examination Council show about 49% of Southern Nevada's home buyers last year were between 25 and 44 years old. That's the millennial category. San Jose topped the list of the 56 major cities measured, with more than 74% of its home buyers being millennials. Tucson, Arizona, last, with nearly 45% of home buyers there being between 25 and 44 years of age. Flood damage from this past weekend's storms keeping Death Valley National Park closed. National Park Service officials say there's no timeline for reopening the park, but it'll probably be done in phases. Now, those floodwaters as well as debris also prompted park officials to shut down the Furnace Creek Visitor Center, a popular outdoor museum and shopping stop for visitors, and the Stovepipe Wells Ranger Station. 9 park campgrounds also closed until further notice. Free parking at the Venetian about to come to officially to an end. Hotel officials confirm beginning Tuesday, that's the 29th of August, paid self-parking for visitors will begin. Self-parking fees for hotel guests begin September 5th. The daily fee for registered hotel guests will be $18 a day, 7 days a week. For non-hotel guests, self-parking begins at $15 for the first 4 hours, $18 for 4 to 24 hours. That's Monday through Thursday. Now, Friday through Sunday, the parking fee is $23 a day for non-hotel guests. Nevada residents, you get a little break. You'll get 3 hours of free parking by scanning your Nevada driver's license at that self-parking kiosk. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on the Listen Live button.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Except for some construction-related slowdown on the east side of the valley on 95 southbound, rounding the Charleston curve all the way down toward Flamingo. Really not looking too bad on our freeways or surface streets right now. No accidents to report. You have a 20% chance of late afternoon thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunny until then. Highs staying just under the triple-digit mark, topping out right around 97 degrees. 79 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, August 24th, the day the former President Donald J. Trump turns himself in to authorities in Atlanta, Georgia. It is also the morning after the first GOP presidential debate. We're going to talk a lot about the debate. I've got highlights from last night. We got all kinds of things going on. We're going to be joined by Michael Reagan, the eldest son of former President Ronald Wilson Reagan and the author of Lessons My Father Taught Me. We'll get a chance to visit with him after 8 o'clock. We will gauge your reaction. We're going to give you the first chance to react to what you saw last night. 25 million of you saw the debate. Here's the number to call if you want to weigh in. 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Now, all of us, every one of us, regardless of political party, we have all been hit by inflation, Bidenflation. And Bidenomics is clearly not working for a lot of you. We know that. And as families are still trying to cope with rising prices and declining real wages, there is a proposal in Congress from Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Representative Bobby Scott of Virginia in the House to increase the federal minimum wage to $17 per hour. It will drive up costs for all of us. What does it all mean? Tell you what, let's do. Let's check with somebody that is really smart when it comes to this kind of stuff. This is going to be something that is going to impact all of us. All of us are going to be hit by this. Rachel Gressler joins us from the Heritage Foundation. And Rachel, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Why is this $17 minimum wage idea fraught with economic peril for all of us?
Well, thanks for having me this morning, Kevin. And the minimum wage is kind of the go-to on the left. Families and workers are struggling with wages that are not keeping pace with inflation because the economy is not doing well. And so the easy thing to say is, hey, we policymakers, we're just going to make your employers pay you more. But the problem is they can't just create money out of thin air. The only way that workers actually earn a higher wage and a lasting higher wage is that they become more productive. And really, these last years are a perfect example of the consequences of a minimum wage increase. When employers have to pay workers more to do the exact same thing as they had to do during the COVID-19 crisis because policymakers sent out these stimulus checks, they pumped up demand, people wanted to buy these things, and at the same time, they provided massive welfare without work benefits that took millions of people out of the workplace. So there's fewer workers, there's more demand. So employers have to pay people more to do the same thing, and then they raise prices. And that's what we've already seen. And so in the end of the day, people aren't better off. They're actually worse off. We've seen the median worker over the last 2 years. Yes, he's gotten a $4,300 pay raise, but inflation has cost him $7,000. So he's actually $2,300 poorer. And that's exactly what happens when you have mandates to pay a higher wage.
Again, Rachel Gressler joining us, research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, the Economics, Budget, and Entitlements Department at the Heritage Foundation. Let's go into one area, just one piece of the employment pie. Childcare. Childcare is something that impacts a lot of Americans, millions of Americans. Would the price of childcare go up if we go to a $17 minimum wage?
It would, and this is a prime example to see how that minimum wage mandate affects prices and also potentially jobs. You think about childcare. It's expensive because a lot of labor is involved, and it's not something where you can just have robots watch children. It's also expensive because there are a lot of regulations involved in it, and profit margins are extremely low, if not zero. So there's just little room there for childcare providers to respond to having to pay higher wages, other than to directly pass those costs on to the families that are paying for the care. And so what I did here is I looked at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They published the wages of childcare workers across all of the 50 states. And I just said, what if all those wages had to be at least $17 per hour? And I estimated that it would increase child care costs by 20% across the United States. So on average, if that's a family with two children, they're going to be paying about $4,200 more in child care costs. Now, obviously, families, most of them can't afford that. So they're going to be in a struggle there, whether or not they have to turn to unlicensed child care, if somebody has to exit the labor force entirely. I mean, that's going to put families in a really difficult situation. And the second part of it is that it's not equal across the United States. We have Bernie Sanders is one of those introducing this bill. He's sitting in D.C. where the costs are high. You know, $17 in Mississippi is like $39 in D.C. I don't think anybody would propose a $39 per hour minimum wage, but the impacts are very disproportionate across the U.S. And so you can have places like D.C. and Vermont who are going to see either no increase at all in child care costs or maybe a 3% increase. And then you're going to have other places like Alabama and Mississippi that are going to have a more than 40% increase in child care costs. And so this is really not even something that should be addressed at a federal level.
Let me just ask you, Rachel, if not a $17 minimum wage, how do we get more money in the pockets of people, of workers? And if not the $17 minimum wage, then how?
Yeah, and that is a great question. Really boils down to the economics. How do people earn higher wages? They become more educated, they gain experience, and they're coupled with technology that makes them more productive. At the end of the day, nobody can continue to be paid more than they are producing in output.
Rachel, I talk to I talk to a lot of employers here in Southern Nevada, and they say, I'm paying more than the minimum wage. Are there really that many people anymore that are making, quote, minimum wage?
It's a tiny, tiny portion that is making the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Many of the states have already implemented higher minimum wages. And really, the minimum wage is just a stepping stone. It's the bottom rung of the ladder. It's meant to be for that 16-year-old to get their foot in the door and for the employer to take a chance on them and to be able to invest in them, to provide them with some training and some experience. Everybody who starts out at the minimum wage, you know, almost all of them have a pay raise within the first year. It is not a family-sustaining wage. It's never meant to be. It's meant to be something that keeps the doors open so that people can get education and experience. And the way that workers become more productive, that experience is one of them, but it also gets at the education. We obviously need some improvements in our K-12 education, but we need better options. You know, college is not the solution for everybody. Apprenticeships are a great way for workers to gain on-the-job experience while getting paid instead of having to pay six figures for a four-year degree. But there are too few of those opportunities because essentially the government has a monopoly on registered apprenticeship programs. But there are positive things happening here, especially as employers are still seeking workers and they're not able to fill them. They're coming up with their own programs to educate workers. And so that's a great thing moving forward, is just having other options that aren't only the four-year college degree.
Again, we are talking about a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Bobby Scott, the congressman from Virginia, to increase the federal minimum wage to $17 per hour. It would drive up costs for just about everything that is labor intensive, including child care. Where are we in the legislative process? And is this a measure that is gaining any kind of traction in Congress?
I don't think that we're going to see action on this in this Congress, and I don't think that a $17 per hour minimum wage is feasible. We've even heard liberal economists caution against a $15 per hour minimum wage, saying they think that that is a step too far and it is a dangerous path to go down, because we haven't seen impacts of that big of an increase before. Yes, there are a couple states and cities that have $15 or more minimum wage, but they're really high-cost areas, so we really don't know how bad the consequences could be for the lower cost areas. So I don't think that $17 per hour is something that will get enough support to even be voted on probably in Congress, but there might be potential for a smaller increase in the federal minimum wage.
Rachel, how can people find out more about this measure and what you're doing at the Heritage Foundation?
Yep, you can go to heritage.org. You can find my study there on the impact of a $17 per hour minimum wage on the cost of childcare. I also testified at a small business committee hearing about the impact of a $15 per hour minimum wage can be on heritage.org. And we also have our media outlet, thedailysignal.com.
Rachel, great to visit with you. Thank you so much for your expertise. We will talk again soon, I'm pretty sure.
My pleasure. Thanks, Kevin.
Rachel Gressler joining us, research fellow in economics, budget, and entitlements at the Heritage Foundation. Fascinating stuff. Check out her her study on this measure. This measure has got to die. And again, when you look at the people that are behind it, Bernie Sanders and Bobby Scott, two of the more liberal members of the Congress, it'll be interesting to see if it does gain any traction whatsoever. $17 minimum wage, which would impact anybody that is making minimum wage now at 7.25 nationally. You know, we got all kinds of minimum wage bills that come through Carson City as well. Stay with us. More to do. Coming up, we're going to take you back to last night in Milwaukee. Yeah, the first GOP presidential debate. They mixed it up. It got a little nasty. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. My goodness, the first Republican debate. What in the world are we going to learn? What's the takeaway going to be? Plus, Trump sitting down with Tucker Carlson.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here.